Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled, The Faith of Jesus. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Now go to Romans, please. Romans, the 8th chapter. Can y'all take some more?
Yes.
Are you believing with me now?
Yes.
Stay focused. We're going to please God in our life. We're going to get results. Is it possible for you to have the dream that you got in your heart come to pass? Is it possible to mark off everything you got on your vision list? Is it possible to be a big blessing to people? I mean, to God to use you beyond your wildest desires and dreams. It's possible. What's it going to require? Faith. Every day, every morning, every night, right? On the weekdays and the weekends. Every time you start something, every time you finish, it's going to take faith, 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 faith in the morning, faith in the noontime, faith when the sun goes down, faith, right? And you better not get tired of faith. Because when you do, you're going to quit pleasing God. You're going to quit getting results. Let people mock. Let them laugh. Let them make jokes about faith people. While we rake in the blessings. While we get used of God. While we please God. After a while, they have to quit laughing. And say, can you help me? It's happened with Phyllis and I. More than once. People made fun of us. They mocked us. And sometimes 2 years later, sometimes five, sometimes 10, sometimes 20 years later, they called us. Now you might be tempted to go, well now, I know you don't want to hear about faith. But you don't. Because they mocked and they made fun of faith, the very thing that delivers you. Oh, but no, it's not too late. Even if you said a bunch of dumb, stupid stuff about faith, you can repent and you can become the faithiest of the faith.
Yeah.
Right? You might as well just come on and jump in with both feet. If anybody saw you pulling in this place, they think you're one of us. If you're going to catch flack for being one of us, you ought to get the rewards for being one of us, right? You get all the blessings for being one of us. We're so blessed, the flack don't bother us much. Right? It don't. Romans 8, are you there? Brother Hagin said one time, you know, he was criticized a lot, as anybody that's much used of God. And people wrote books against him. Went on TV and talked against him, all kind of thing. Somebody had just released this book, and they did everything but draw his picture in their book. I mean, they called his name. They did all kind of stuff. And somebody asked him, from the staff came in, they were upset. You know, what are you going to do about this? Let's call the reporters. Let's do an interview. Let's do this. He said, no. They said, no. He said, nope. He said, if they told on me that I killed my own grandma, I wouldn't even take time to deny it. I said, what? He said, yeah. He said, I've been criticized by experts. These little experts don't bother me. And he said, and you know what an expert is, don't you? We're all listening, you know. What's an expert? Expert. It's a former drip under pressure. He's always coming up with stuff like that. Romans 8, are you there? Look in verse 24, 8:24. Says, for we are saved by what?
Hope.
Hope. I said, I thought we were saved by faith. You are. But where one is, the other one is.
Yeah.
Right?
Right?
Now tell me what hope is. What is hope? See, in today's modern usage, it's reduced and watered down to like a desire. I sure hope so. That's not, is that what he's saying that you're saved by?
No.
Somebody says, are you saved? Will you be saved? Will you go with the Lord when the trumpet sounds? I sure hope so. But then you ain't.
Amen.
Did you hear me? Amen. You either believe it or you don't. You either persuaded or you're not. Yeah. Right? And if you are persuaded that he has paid the price for your sins. And that they've been washed away. If you are persuaded that your name is in the Lamb's Book of Life, you're persuaded that right now he's building for you a mansion in glory. Right now. If you're persuaded, what does that give you? Confident, joyous expectation. And when we see the expectation and the excitement, we know the faith is there. Right? Do you see why I've said to you for years, how would we know if we're in faith? You ever heard that before? How would you know? See, I'm summing it all up in one word. Well, we're excited. Right? Okay, but why are we excited? Because we're expecting something good. Right? Well, why are we expecting something good? Because we're persuaded of something true. Let me go over that again slowly. Don't just watch and listen. You may need to teach this tomorrow. Now, I didn't say you had to open up your Bible and say point one, but it needs to be in you. Right? How would you know you're in faith? About your healing. Let's say the doctors told you that, you know, it's too far gone. You can't be healed. Can faith make a difference?
Yes, sir.
Do we see instances where people's faith made them whole?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Well, how would we know if you got in faith about your healing? You quit crying. You quit feeling sorry for yourself. You quit asking everybody and your brother to pray for you. Did you hear me? You quit trying to get it. And you believe you have received it. Are you listening now? And when you believe you've got it and you're persuaded of it, what does that give you? It gives you confident, joyous expectation of what? That the symptoms are going to change. That the pain's going to leave. That you're going to recover. That you're going to be all right. Does that depress you?
No.
No, it excites you. Yes. Going to be able to eat what I want to eat again. Going to be able to go and do what I want to do again. Right? That excites you. If you're not excited, you're not expecting. If you're not expecting, you're not persuaded. We're excited because we're expecting something good. We're expecting something good because we are persuaded of something true. Some folks need to write that down. That's why I keep saying it again and again. Persuaded of something true, expecting something good, excited about it. Now let's keep reading this in verse 24. Persuaded of something true, expecting something good, and excited. Romans 8:24 says we are saved how? By hope. But hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man sees, why does he yet hope for it? Does this sound familiar to you? How about Hebrews 11:1 again? Now faith is the substance of what? Things hoped for, which means the foundation of what? Of things expected. And what else is it? It is the evidence of things. If you already saw it, you wouldn't be expecting it. Do you ever get tired, weary of hearing people say, well, seeing is believing. And different variants of that. I mean, you see it on signs. You hear people talk about it. It's just a come of it. Well, seeing is believing. No, seeing is not believing. It's never been believing. Seeing is seeing. If you saw it, you don't have to believe it. There it is. You got to believe it when you don't see it. Right? It's a completely wrong statement. Seeing is believing. No, we walk by faith, not by sight. If you're walking by seeing, you're not walking by faith. And Jesus said, you know what things soever you desire. When you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. When shall you have them? After you believe that you receive them. When do you believe you receive them? Before you have them. I'm going to go over that again real slow. When do you have them? After you believe you receive it. When do you believe you receive it? Before you have it. Now he's talking about you see it and you feel it. There's been people that say, well, I'm not going to believe I'm healed and I look and feel sick. Well, then you're not going to believe. See, so many times people are waiting. They'll pray, please God heal me. Please God heal me. Please God meet my needs. Please God meet my needs. And then, you know, afterwards they're hoping and praying. Well, we're just hoping and praying. What does that mean? What they're saying is wait and see. Well, we just have to wait and see. Wait and see what? See, you know, we called enough people. I think we must have thrown out 1,000 prayers. Maybe God will like one of them. Maybe one of them will hit. Maybe God will take a liking to you and choose you to bless. We just have to wait and see. No faith. No hope. What? Not hoping and praying, but what? Pray and believe, and believe you receive them and you shall have them. Now, if I believe I receive them, I'm persuaded that God's heard me. I'm persuaded that He's granted my request. Right? I call it done in Jesus' name. But it's not done out here. But I call it done. Now, what kind of situation does that put me in? What kind of state does that put me in now? A state of expected faith is the substance of things. It puts me in a state of expecting. Do I see it yet? No. If I saw it, there'd be no need to expect it.
That's right.
Right? Now I'm expecting. I'm expecting my body to change. I'm expecting the money to come in and pay these bills. I'm expecting to write a check and pay that thing off. I'm expecting the seed to come in for me to sow. I'm expecting. I'm expecting. Oh, come on, somebody say expecting. I'm expecting. Why are you expecting? Because I'm persuaded. I'm persuaded of something good. Right?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Expectation, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R804B. That's R804B, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.